What will happen to us once we are dead and gone? This is a question that we try to answer in every human civilization. From the time that our species was aware about their death, and there was a time, we started to think, what will happen after the death? From the right beginning of the human civilization, human beings have come out with various views and theories to answer to the question, what will happen after the death? All these theories can be divided into three major categories. All these theories are coming basically from previous background. The first of them is a materialistic view. It is to deny that the death is the end. All our experiences come to an end. Death is the end. That is the view of the materialists. Then the second, we come across the view of those who are upholding theological religious beliefs or views. This is to say that after the death, we will eternally exist, either in a hell or heaven. Then thirdly, we come across the transmigration, the idea of rebirth. And this is the belief that the death is not the end, it is the beginning of another life. So from the Buddhist point of view, from the moment the death occurs, and then a new life begins somewhere else, what we call rebirth. Does it make sense? Buddhists, we believe in rebirth. But Buddha also has taught us how to go beyond the belief and see it by yourself, directly. Pachattang veditabho, realize it by yourself. Not only that, he taught us the way how to achieve the direct knowledge related to the rebirth. There are two types of knowledge which are accessible for any human beings if they were to develop according to the Buddhist meditation techniques. One of them is known as Pubbe Nivasanusati Jnana, the knowledge, the ability to recollect the past lives. Second is known as Chuturupapata Jnana, the ability to see someone who is dead and gone and is reappear somewhere else. And these knowledges are available for any human being who are ready to dedicate oneself and develop the mind. Buddha himself achieved various kind of abilities and powers. These are among his many other powers. These are two of the abilities. There were many other great disciples of the Buddha who endowed with such abilities. So, Buddhists, we believe in rebirth, but Buddha also has taught us how to go beyond the belief and experience it yourself directly. Now, in this talk, I'm not trying to prove the rebirth is a reality, because as we all believe it, but what I'm trying to say, that it makes sense. It is logical, it is reasonable to think that there is a birth after the death. To make it sense, I have derived some sources that I think are worth of thinking for being those who followers of the Buddha who are open-minded. One of the areas that we can think and make it resonate with rebirth is the area which is related to spontaneously recalled past memories of the children. Now, when it comes to this particular point, regardless of cultural and religious traditions from all over the world, we come across small children who claim that they can remember their past lives. And they started to recall and their past lives and incidents and started to tell these things. So they are not specifically Buddhists. There can be many others coming from different religious and cultural traditions. So in modern society, there were many people who started to do research on these kind of matters. Dr. Ian Stevenson is one of the pioneers in the field, and he's a very renowned person. He's coming from Virginia University in the United States, but he passed away a few years back. But he has contributed a lot to the field. He has done many research, and he has documented many incidents coming from different traditions. And if you are interested, you can do a little bit of research on his work and read his work, what he did. I do not know whether you have heard about one of the boys in London. His name was Michael Croston. He was born in Liverpool. At the age of 11, he, together with parents, went to his grandfather's house, which was in Yorkshire. On the way, the parents lost the way. This was the first time that Michael Croston went to his grandfather's house. But when the parents lost the way, he started to guide them, and they all reached to grandfather's house. When the parents asked, "How do you know the way?" he could not give proper answer. So he got the kind of ability to lead the parents to the grandfather's house, but he did not know how he did it. On that day evening, Michael's parents and uncles and other relatives got together, and they were talking about their father, which is the grandfather of Michael. And when he listened to these stories, he could relate to many of these stories. And then he started to believe that actually he himself is the grandfather. Well, following the morning, he took a horse, because this is a farmhouse. He took a horse from the farm and he started to ride, even though it was the first time that he was riding the horse. And it seems that he knew the place very well. The second night, while he was resting in the farmhouse, and the chimes of the big clock disturbed him. Means whenever that the chimes strike the bell, and it always disturbed him, something was going to happen. And it is something like he was trying to remember something. So he could not sleep. And he waited until the midnight and lying down on the bed. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, when the bell rang, he remembered all of a sudden something. He ran to the downstairs and reached the clock and opened a secret panel behind the clock. And what did he find out? that he has died at 2 o'clock in the morning when he got heart attack, and that was his own life-saving money. He could not tell anyone about this. So the children, they did not know about father's own saving. So this is just one of the incidents. There's another incident recorded by Ian Stevenson in his book, and this is again a very remarkable story. It's about a girl in Sri Lanka who was born in 1956. At the age of 4, she started to tell her parents that she wanted to go and see her own parents. And the parents said that, "We are your parents." She said, "No, I have a real mother and real father." Of course, parents ignore these stories, but they could not ignore much. And the girl was forcing her way and always said that she wanted to go and see her own parents. So soon, this news is spread, and a group of professors from University of Ceylon, and they came to this house to do research, and they accompanied the girl and went to that house that she was claiming. And that house located around 30 kilometers away from the current place. And the woman, she entered the house and she introduced mother and father, and she recognized her brothers and sisters and gave the correct nickname. And there was one brother, she refused to look at him. And she refused to talk to him. Later on, when the parents were interviewed, the professors came to know that in former life, at that time she was born as a boy, Tilakaratna's name. At that time, these two brothers used to fight with each other. Seems like this little girl is still holding a grudge. So remember to let go your grudges. So anyway, I mean, if you're interested in these stories, you can read. Anyway, the Ian Stevenson, he also heard about this incident. So especially he flew from America to Sri Lanka to do the investigation by himself. So he did the experiments, and he has recorded this story also in his work. And he said this is one of the best examples for rebirth stories. So it is worth to look at these cases which come from various backgrounds from all over the world. Spontaneously recall past memories of the children. The second area I think maybe you can look into to resonate with rebirth or to draw some close link is child prodigies. I do not know whether you have heard about such people. And sometimes we have wonderful children who have got exceptional abilities, exceptional memories and intelligence. Have you heard about Beethoven, Mozart, Pascal? Well, these are Western people, they're very popular. Well, but in Asian countries as well, there are some people, but they are not popular perhaps, because we are speaking English. We are studying their culture and language, so we come across many of them. But anyway, these people, they are, of course, considered as exceptionally brilliant children at a very young age. Beethoven and Mozart, and they were able to do their public performance, music, with their very little kids at the age of 5 or 6 years old. But nobody could explain how did they get that ability. Pascal is one of them, who is a remarkable person in the field of mathematics and who contributed a lot. And we also have children from Asian countries and African countries as well. But many of these incidents are not recorded. not research. One of the incidents which has been recorded and researched is about a Burmese girl. Her name was Mahla Jill. And she got a remarkable ability to memorize Pali. And she could recite many Pali suttas. She could chant. Not only she could read these suttas, she also could give the correct explanation. In one of the tests, she was given the book called Pathara. This book comes from Abhidhamma, belongs to Abhidhamma Pitaka. So she was given this book, Pathara, and asked her to look at it for 1 minute and recite. She looked at it for a minute, and then she started to recite it by memory. So these children, of course, it is believed, and perhaps maybe in former life, maybe she was a monk or somebody else, perhaps, we do not know. But these are the children who with exceptional abilities. And according to Buddhist teachings, we believe that they have practiced these things in their former lives. And that is why they have got these exceptional abilities. It cannot be totally genetics. Well, this is another field that you can think of. The third area that you can think of to find some evidence for rebirth is past life regression. Past life regression is a modern treatment that adopted by Westerners, especially Western psychologists and psychiatrists. And in their treatment, of course, they are trying to treat the patients who are having certain diseases and what the modern medicine cannot treat them. So they have a different approach. So past life regression therapies, most of the time we come across incidents happen in the past and they reveal past lives. There are many such incidents and you can read about them. They are very interesting. One of the world famous story is about search for Bride Murphy. Have you heard about this? No? Okay. Search for Bride Murphy. This incident happened in 1950s. The Ruth Simon, it's an American lady, and she was hypnotized. What is it called?
Hypnotized.
By a psychologist, and in the past life regression, she revealed a life that she lived 160 years ago in Ireland. At that time, her name was Bridie Murphy, and she was married to a lawyer and was having children. And then her house was near a church, and she gave a lot of information about the church bell and the pastor and all these incidents. This psychologist, Warren Stein, and he recorded all these and gave the work to the Irish lawyers to do further research. Irish lawyers, they done the research and they verified many of the incidents she recalled in her trance. Then after that, and we came out with the story of this Bridie Murphy. And basically all the magazines and papers in America 1950s, they carried the story of search for Bridie Murphy. So there were many people who started to think differently. So these are some of the fields that you also can be perhaps look for, and then you might see it by yourself. It is actually sensible. It makes sense to think that there is a rebirth. So these are the three fields that you can look for the evidence. Past life, the spontaneously recalled past life memories, and then child prodigies, and past life regression.